Young people transitioning from government care to their own homes will soon be eligible for a monthly rent supplement of $600. The program, run by the Ministry of Children and Development, is meant to help vulnerable young adults avoid falling into homelessness. Finding and maintaining safe housing can be a significant challenge for young people in care, wrote a ministry spokesperson in a press release Monday. According to report tallying 25 homeless counts across BC in 2020 and 2021, 8,665 individuals were experiencing homelessness in the province. Of those, 36% of survey respondents said they had been or were currently in foster care, a youth group home, or an independent living agreement. Another 39% identified as Indigenous, despite Indigenous people only accounting for just under 6% of the province's total population in 2021. A more robust project to tally homeless populations across BC found 23,000 people experienced homelessness at one point in 2019. And while more recent data is not yet available, the BC Coroner's Service warned last week that deaths of homeless people in the province jumped 75% in 2021 compared to the previous year. This report reflects the risks and realities that people experiencing homelessness face every day, Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe said in a statement October 12. The coroner's report says 85% of deaths last year among people experiencing homelessness were accidental, and 93% of those accidental deaths were caused by the illicit drug supply. Recipients of the program will receive the supplement for 2 years, or until they turn 27 years old. The current application period will remain open until November 1, 2022. Any young adult is eligible for the program so long as they meet one of three criteria. Those include youth who are eligible for the Agreements with Young Adults program, youth who have spent a total of 24 months in care between the ages of 12 and when they turn 19, and any youth who, between 12 and 19, was adopted or had their custody permanently transferred to somebody who wasn't their parent. The government says half of the rent supplements are earmarked for Indigenous people. In a press release, the Ministry of Children and Development said a second application period for the rent subsidy program will open in the spring of 2023. Applications to the rent supplement program can be submitted online or requested by email at mcfrentsupplements@gov.bc.ca. With files from the Canadian Press.